Healthcare Experience Matters is back this week with a familiar guest. She is Kathleen Lynam, and she's joining us to talk about a very important upcoming event from the Healthcare Experience Foundation. We're talking Emerging Leader Program. So I want to, first of all, kick this discussion off, Kathleen, with you telling us a little bit about your background and your experience as a healthcare leader.
Thank you, Casey. It's always good to be here. So I am a registered nurse. I am a registered nurse. Every time I do this, I have to count on my fingers. I think it's 46 years now this May, 46 years I've been in healthcare. I guess out of that, 30 of them have been in operations and hospital operations. I retired about 16 years ago as a chief nursing officer from a lovely hospital up in New York State. And since then, I've been doing executive coaching, working with Healthcare Experience Foundation, and a few other organizations before that. So I've had a wonderful life as a nurse as far as the opportunity to be exposed to every size organization, from rural hospitals, 12-bedded hospitals that are really struggling these days, to massive tertiary organizations like Duke and Barnes Jewish and even St. Barnabas the Bronx. So I've had a great career doing this, and it's been lots of fun. So, and I'm very excited about what we're here to talk about today, because this is something very, very important and dear to me.
Absolutely. Talking about emerging leadership, and I want to know about some leadership characteristics that you've observed over time that have endured, regardless of the way technology changes and other aspects of our society and culture change. What are those leadership characteristics that will remain timeless?
I love this question. I was thinking about it. And one of the topics we're going to be talking about in this Emerging Leaders Certification Program is called authentic leadership. And what does that mean? And I think it really reflects what you were asking me about, the characteristics that endure. I think I calculated, and again, I'm terrible with numbers, but in my 46 years as a nurse, I've probably had five nurse managers that I reported to, maybe four directors of nursing. And in the last few years, I had six different CEOs. So I've experienced, if you will, the continuum of leadership from fair to extraordinary. And what these are the three attributes that I think are enduring and I believe are critical for a successful organization and for a person to feel personally successful and rewarded. The first one is about passion. I think the leaders that are the best and that have endured are passionate about the work they do. But that passion is not just about the work that's accomplished. It's about the people that are doing that. They're all about relationships and connections and meeting new people. The second quality, it kind of really reflects it, is they're people-centered. So long, we're under the impression that in order to achieve outcomes and goals, you've really got to be tactic focused and you have to be about objectives and know your numbers. What I've realized in observing others and certainly in working with the extraordinary leaders over time, you have to care about the people who are doing the work. The most successful leaders realize if they want to improve patient experience outcomes, if they want the best safety in their organization, then we have to care about the people that are doing the work. So being people-centered is really, really important. And not all executives are about people. They're about the numbers, or about accomplishing tactics and objectives. And the third attribute, which I think is kind of interesting, maybe people wouldn't agree with me, but I think it's important, is they have to have a vision and be able to articulate that vision. Being able to work in these challenging times now, those leaders that, for instance, through the pandemic, those leaders that were able to say, we're going to get through this, team, we're going to be okay. I can see us in a year from now. I know these are rough times, but here's where I think we're going to end up. People who can create a vision are the ones that can engage staff to be part of that team and wanting to accomplish part of that vision. So passionate, people-centered, and visionaries, I think, are real important attributes that are found in all of the extraordinary leaders that remain today and some have passed.
Great response. So how do you see the Leading for Healthcare Experience Excellence program addressing these challenges? And, you know, with healthcare leaders facing all these unprecedented pressures in today's environment, like how is this program that we're talking about today going to rise up and help people confront these challenges?
These are challenging times. And I said, you know, I haven't been in hospital operations personally as the CNO for 16 or 17 years, but I think these are certainly the most challenging times in healthcare, for sure. And one of the gifts, in fact, I was just on a call with an organization from the East Coast here that they've had have 50% turnover. They have lost their ability to sustain their trauma designation, that they're struggling to return to get their magnet, that they have sort of a blasé attitude in staff. And so it's challenging to try to get people together and find out what is the best practices that's out there, and finding and researching and building some of the best practices part is in our DNA at Healthcare Experience Foundation. We have a great team of physicians who are experienced. We have doctorates in nursing. We have hospital administrators. We've all been there and done that. And on a daily basis, we're in communication with leaders around the country, either through webinars or, for instance, this certification that we do. So we hear what are the needs, what's going on in your organization, and we're able to respond. And the other thing that we have that so many leaders today is we have the time to find out what's best practices, what's working, how can it help you? And we can help people meet those needs and accomplish that. The other great part is we're affiliated with a national survey team organization. So we know the latest trends in employee engagement, in physician engagement, in patient experience. We're able to not only get access to that information, but research what works best. And we have heard and learned from all of our participants, and we have hundreds of hospitals and organizations around that tell us, oh my goodness, the turnover, because of the turnover, we have to put people who are perhaps not really prepared into leadership positions without proper mentoring, without proper preceptorship, without the ability to go away for a week and go to class and learn some of the skills and practice it. So I think our forums that we provide, these virtual, that's the way things are done most of the time now because we can't get away, virtual in a manageable period of time, to someone can sit at their desk and still have the opportunity to integrate with other people and participate with other people. This is a great way to help them help their organization.
Yeah, talk to me more about that virtual setting. I know the Leading for Healthcare Experience Excellence program is done virtually, talking about 9 modules. And I want to know, with that setting, how do we make sure it's an active, you know, environment for participation and people are actively, you know, participating, and how do you keep it engaging in that environment?
And it's so important. It is, because so many of us were zoomed out, if you will, for 100 hours over the period of COVID when we couldn't meet in person. So we've learned, first of all, the best thing that's ever happened is breakout rooms. And so we have we're able to see who, what, and where, and we actually take the participants and put them into breakout rooms before we even begin. And guess what? People with like experience and similar roles love to hear how everybody else is doing. So that's built into our curriculum. Is there's always time after each session. We first of all put them into small groups. We give them focus questions. The first part of the morning is spent getting to know each other. What are your challenges? What are your strengths? Where are you struggling? What's been the hardest? What's been the easiest? Do you have any best practices you want to share? So people get used to sharing with each other. And you know what? They need that because they don't have that opportunity in their workplace. And so between chat and then the interactive breakouts, and then we bring them back. And the other thing I think that we do that nobody else does is we offer office hours. Everyone is offered the opportunity for individual coaching after the sessions. You can, you know, go online, join us. One of us coaches will be there, talk about what did you learn? How are you having, how are you integrating it? Has it been challenging? What's working? How about the people around you? We've done this. This is what we do. We're coaches. So we love the opportunity to get people who want to learn, want to do things differently. We give them all of those opportunities. So, you know, the best times when we had our conferences, because then we had people in a large room, we'd have 500 people at a time, and we'd be able to break up then, go from table to table and mix it all up. That's not happening. People can't afford to do conferences and attend conferences for 3 days now. So we found this forum is very, very helpful. And they're walking away with a certificate that says, you know, I may not be competent, but I'm a lot more confident in my skills now, and I've learned, and that's part of the whole learning journey.
You know, as we work towards wrapping up here, I want to ask you about rediscovering joy at work. I know it can fight off burnout and just bring a renewed sense of purpose and energy to things. So can this program actually do that type of thing and help people rediscover feelings of joy at work?
So I love that question. And I laugh. We did our first research, I want to say way before COVID, 5 years ago, on finding joy at work. And, you know, and in the beginning, everybody was like looking for joy. Joy is an outcome. Joy is not something we should be sort of saying, where did you find joy today? What we have learned, and I'm bringing it home, why I think this is going to work. What we have learned is that joy comes from when you find meaning, when you're doing something that's meaningful to you and makes you feel like, this is my purpose. This is what I'm about. This is what I feel good about. You can't get there until you spend time working on self-awareness, self-management, understanding yourself about what makes me tick, who makes me tick, what do I love doing? What's a challenge for me? And how do I overcome that? And as we learned in Compassionate Leadership, one of our most successful certificate programs, to be a compassionate leader, you have to demonstrate self-compassion first. That's been shocking learning for so many of us. They're like, whoa, we're always bring your, you know, never bring your baggage to work, you know, leave it at the door. Well, we can't, you know, especially those of us in the healthcare world. We have to realize we've got to practice self-compassion if we want to really be authentically compassionate to others. It's the same thing with finding joy. Joy is about taking time in work, in the work setting, is about taking time to think about what brings me meaning? What's my why? What do I feel good about? Where do I find meaning? And then working with my leaders and the rest of us to make sure we find and re-energize that and give you opportunities to do that. So the long answer to that, well, the short answer to that long winded response was, yes, I do believe that people who go through this course will not only have some skills and some new learnings, but they're going to feel good about accomplishing something. And for most of us in healthcare, it's about helping others. It's about improving the situation around us. And so learning skills that will help us to be better at what we are is really, it's a feel good. And I think that people will say that's joyful. So yes.
Kathleen Lynam has been our guest today. She's an executive coach and senior advisor here at the Healthcare Experience Foundation. I want to move towards any other final thoughts you had for our audience before we close it out here.
I would say if you're a leader, an executive, and you hear this podcast, sign up two of your kids to come to this course. I'm sure it'll be worth their while and also yours. Our job in leadership is really to, you know, promote the growth and the professional growth and personal growth of the people that work with us. And so this is a great opportunity to give them some skill sets. And thanks for asking me to be here, Casey. Appreciate it.
Not a problem whatsoever. We've been talking about Leading for Healthcare Experience Excellence. This is a new virtual program. It's coming up on April 5th, 12th, and 19th. It's going to be 3 consecutive Fridays. And of course, we will include more information on that in the description of this podcast. So just check out the link below to learn more. Kathleen, thank you again for your time today.
My pleasure. It's always a pleasure. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.